one who keeps walking outside of Dalai Lama's?
The side of the, no. It's a different kind of Hotzah, the Halacha Mosh Mishina.
I'm talking about Yeshiva. What?
Within Dalai Lama's.
The second side of the within Dalai Lama's.
The Maisa. You said, it has to do with the Maisa of the Gavr, since it stops.
Oh. So that was just a question like this. But if you're going to say that, if you're going to say that, that the rishus is, that the units of measure are dalet amos, right? So then the question is, where do you start the measurement of dalet amos from? Right? How do you define the initial location of the object?
Okay.
So one possibility is that it would go by the Maisa of the Gavra. That it would go by the Maisa of Mavir. So once he stops and he starts again, that's a new Maisa.
Did we not say that the minimum...
The minimum change of a thing's location is Dalet Amos, right? But that's a relative we're all on edge of you.
Why is everyone so on edge about that?
Because somebody sniffed it already.
They did?
Yeah. We don't know.
Oh.
Maybe it's not the right pattern.
Welcome to the party, man.
Right?
No.
The minimum of the thing, the minimum change that the thing can undergo is Dalet Amos. Right? That's the smallest change of Makom.
Right.
But it's not an objective Dalet Amos. It goes by Dalet Amos from where it started.
Right.
Right? So the question is, where do you start, how do you start the Dalet Amos? Certainly if the guy put it on the ground after two Amos, and another person came and picked it up, that's no Schneil at all. Certainly for the second person, it would be a new Dalet Amos, starting from where the object is, even though it just moved two Amos a second ago.
Right.
You don't say, well, that was really its Dalet Amos. Right? It was the Shinoi Rishus, the quality of Shinoi only comes in increments of four. But it can restart its initial location. And then you'd have to have another four.
Right.
The question is what is it that starts its initial location?
Right.
Right? Is it in terms of the Gavra? So wherever he got involved with the object, that defines its initial position. Or is it in terms of the Maisa? So if it's a new Maisa, it doesn't matter, he doesn't have to put it down. As long as it's a new Maisa, it's going to be a new Shear of Dalet Amos.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So, right, and we did the Kluta too. So the Kluta is going to be what? So according to the Kluta, you're only going to have one Suffolk, right? You can't have the Suffolk of starting and stopping. You can't have the Suffolk of starting and stopping. That's not possible. Right, because there's no once you throw it down to Amos, right? Right, you see the Marsha? You should get into the it's more of a skill. I was gonna say habit, but on second thought, it's more of a skill to read the Marsha.
Is it skill knowing how to read them or when to read them or both?
possibly neither.
Try it and see if you succeed.
But he doesn't even know when he should try and try.
Whoa, what is that?
Well, sometimes he puts notes.
Then reading the Marshar requires a little skill.
So it becomes a pitch.
Somebody want to try to read it? I mean, you got used to his lashon. It's just you got used to his lashon. You got to realize what type of things he's asking.
The Bishlam.
Yeah, the Bishlam one.
V'chein klute l'Rabbi Akiva. Im amar k'misha hun chadamia chutzal arba amos v'loi.
Okay, so the Tosus after he asks the question on Ben Azai, and he has three sfeikos, you could say, in Ben Azai, right?
Right.
He says. He says,
Ketas Kashya.
V'chein im lo omad, he says, V'chein kluta la Rabbi Akiva, im omar kemisha hunchot domi chutz la'ar ba'amos. Do we also say, so just like when the guy's walking, we have a suffix if it goes back to omek, mahalich omedomi after four amos, right, or not. So too he says, and also with kluta, afilu kolto acher, o kelev, o shenisrafa, let's say the guy throws it, chutz l'dalet amos, and then someone else grabs it, right, which is not a hanacha, which is not the first guy's hanacha, or a dog grabs it, or it incinerates in midair, right, flies over somebody who's really steiging. So do you say kevan desoch arba amos lo minon, would you say that what, that since within dalet amos we don't say kluta, so too we won't say kluta outside of dalet amos, right? That's the question. Do you say that since we don't say kluta within dalet amos,
meaning it starts over each time, why wouldn't it be a problem if you did say it? Why wouldn't you be able to be over?
What?
Why wouldn't you be over dalet amos if you did say kluta?
Oh. That's what we said yesterday. That the Tosis is learning. If you hold kluta kemisha hunchodami, then you wouldn't be able to be over a dalet amos and rishus arabim. Right, different svara than we mentioned.
Right, because I think it was the general reason.
Right, so we said the svara of the general reason, but we said Tosis have a different svara. Right. What was the svara of Tosis that we mentioned?
In munach in the avir.
That's really a munach in the avir. In the avir is where it's munach. Because that is the speed of light. Remember?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What was the guy's name? Yeah, Weisskopf.
So, do you throw it within dalet amos? That has what?
He doesn't talk about that case. Tosis doesn't talk about that case.
Within dalet amos,
so Tosis just says, "What if?" Tosis says like this. Tosis says that, according to Rabbi Akiva, you should never be over Marvid Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim because Klut Kamishon Unchadami, and it's always like it's Munach. Right? Huh? So how are you over Marvid Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabim? So you must suspend Kluta. You must say, no, we don't hold from Kluta. Right? In order to be over Marvid Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, you have to do away with Kluta. They're incompatible. Correct, Rindy?
Okay.
Don't just okay me. Does that make sense?
That means that you're never high when you throw it then?
No, if you hold. No, on the opposite. If you want to say that you did an Akira here, right, and the Hanukkah was 4 hours later, right, via throwing,
right,
then you can't say it was Munach in between.
Right.
Right? Kluta Kamisha Hunchodami would mean it's Munach in between.
So there's never a case of kluta.
Ergo, we have to do away with kluta in between dalet amos.
Okay, fine.
Right? But now the question is outside of dalet amos. That's Tosis' question. It's certainly you can't have kluta kemisha hunchodami within dalet amos, because that would make it impossible to be over mavir dalet amos versus rabim by throwing.
How does it come back?
What do you have to be?
You're still starting at each point. How could you ever get to a five? You'd always be. We know it has to be suspended in dollars, but
let's just ask Tosis' question. Okay. Don't think of your own question right now, okay? That if you suspend Kluta in order to be over Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, right? You have to suspend Kluta to be over Ma'avir Dalet Amos.
According to Tosis'
way of learning Kluta. What if the guy threw it 5 amos, right? And then it never landed. A dog ate it in midair. Okay? Is he over or not? So there's a suffix. In other words, what's his suffix? His suffix is, do we say Kluta comes back after 4 amos?
In which case it was Munach.
Right. Or do you say, no, we suspended Kluta in order to be over Ma'avir Dalet Amos, and we suspended it completely.
Yeah.
So now there's no Kluta in Rishus Rabim, so the thing has no Hanukkah. It never had Hanukkah. because it never landed, and there's no kluta. That's Tosis's question on Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so the Marsha says what?
So he says Ktsas. Oh, yeah, I lost my place. Yeah, Ktsas Kasha. Amai lo Masapka Leila Riva Nami Lo Rabbi Akiva.
Where is it? Right.
So Ktsas Kasha. Amai lo Masapka Leila Riva Nami Lo Rabbi Akiva. Bezorik v'nach pesoch arba amos. The kivim de bezorik arba amos brishus arabim lo amrin include kamisha huncha damia afagav de ba'alma kamisha huncha lo Rabbi Akiva. Right. Im chayev lo Rabbi Akiva afilo zorik v'nach toch arba amos im lav. The dumia dahachi masapkale leben azai b'mahalach komed im amad lafush toch arba amos.
That's right. So now he says. So why doesn't he's bothered? Why doesn't Tosus have two sveikos for Rabbi Akiva too?
Right, a parallel thing for
parallel, Hakamish, just like by Ben Aza, he had two sveikos. Why?
Just like his
klutas kamisha hunchadami. That means normally that would mean that before the lachamosh mesinai, when you throw it, it's like it's munach every second, right? So why don't you say? And then now we do away with klutas kamisha hunchadami. So why doesn't he ask? What if it's really munach? Just like by Ben Azai, we said omed lofush, we said mahalik is ka'omed dami, and if you do away with mahalik ka'omed dami, then they have a question of if you do away with omed mamish, right? So too here, if you're going to do away with kluta kamisha huncha dami, so do you also do away with real huncha, with real munach? Just like we did with Ben Azai. Right? That's his kind of a question. Purely logical question. He's very that's his expertise. Huh?
Omar.
Right. That's he's not trying to do the svara. It's not that he doesn't know, he's not trying, that's not his purpose. Purpose is the logics of the
so but he would only do that though if there could be a conceptual basis for it though, right?
Well, he says, see, then he says what? What's his answer?
His answer is, I lost my, oh, here we go, Yesh Li Yashiv.
That's it. That's all he has to tell you.
What, that means it can't
here's
be
an answer.
Yeah.
If he didn't say that, we wouldn't know.
Well, we think we'd
tell meaning he's saying, now you gotta go to Svara, but that's not his point. Yeah, but what's the Yesh Li Yashiv? No, Dochik Sas, that's not what it means.
Yeah, I never know what
this Dorei Shvachoker.
Oh, okay, that'd be funny. Like, you could answer, but just say the answer. Dorei
Shvachoker. Okay. You gotta look into it. You gotta think into it.
Whatever you come up with, no, it won't be very good.
You're just saying, don't think that there's an illogical thing over here in Tosis.
Marsha thought of it before you did.
That's right.
He's certain that there's an answer.
That's right. So what do you say? But yeah, you gotta get it's a good thing to get used to reading. Very helpful.
There's an answer. Something in the back. Even in the case of
yeah, you should start giving that as far as here.
And it's analogous to just like we have a question about when you're walking and you stop.
Right, but what's the case where you saw the case when you're walking
and you stop, right? So the difficulty is if you throw it, right? And so it seems like there's no yeah, right. But then that's gonna be it's not gonna be analogous because there's no way to continue. Like there's just two amos. That's the difficulty. Yeah.
That's so our difficulty. What do you say?
Right. How are you? I still don't get how you're supposed to approach it if, like, there's no analogous thing to Umid Lafa. Like, what's the?
No, it's Munach.
It's actually Munach. So then why isn't that the end of the story? Like,
oh, so that's his question. Why doesn't Tosfos have the same suffix that if I actually threw it two amos and then another two amos, right? So there's no difference then if I threw it the whole way four amos, because. Because I already did away with the idea of hanachas in the middle. So
So sorry, so yeah. Seems like you have to say it's still part of the same Hisaskus, because it's definitely different.
So they're saying, according to the way we were going, you can answer the question. Maybe there's another answer I'm thinking now. But the way we were going, you can answer the question. Because it's not that you do away with Hanocha. It's that you do away, the only Kasha in Ben Azai was the Gavra still involved from the beginning. Even though Omid Lofosh is like a Hanocha, that's in terms of the Gavra. Right? But if the object is actually Munach, there's no Shaila. There's no Shaila when the object is really Munach. The only thing is, by Ben Azai, the object is not literally Munach. It's Munach via the Gavra. So that itself brings up the question. Because it's only via the Gavra, so if the whole framework is determined by the Gavra, then it's still a Tziruf to the original location. Right? But by the guy who throws the two Amos, once he comes to it again, it's a completely new Maisa. It's a completely new... The Gavra is a new involvement in the Gavra, and there's a new Maisa. There's no Suffolk. Tosafot's only Suffolk is when you have a Chiluk between the Gavra's involvement and the Maisa. That's when he stopped, but it's still on him. Right? But when it's literally lying on the floor, that's definitely like a new Gavra's coming already.
And if he throws it to himself?
That's a good question. If he throws... I mean, if he throws it to himself and then catches it within 2 hours.
And then
does it again. Maybe for some less coordinated.
What's that?
Isn't it like there's a Gemara? I think there's isn't a Gemara like no matter what, there's kind of two people doing it or one person doing it. Like whether if you're throwing something to yourself, you're really like one person or two people. Oh, actually,
can you explain the answer again to the question?
The answer?
To the Marshall's question, I don't know.
The answer that I was suggesting now. Is that nobody is imagining that you're going to do away with the idea that the object has its own that the object's Dalet Amos starts over again when you're completely disengaged from it. The only suffix in Ben Azai is that you're still engaged with the object. But that's because it's Omid Lofosh, the thing is still on you. Right? But if you threw it and it hits the floor and then you go pick it up again, right. Definitely when you come to it on the floor, it's definitely it's a completely new involvement and a completely new Gavra. And new Mises. Everything is new. Right?
Can you say what the Suffolk in Ben Azai is? What that Suffolk?
The Suffolk is, does the Dalet Amos is the Dalet Amos go by the Gavra's framework, meaning when he started in involvement with the object, that would be even if he's only Lofa, she still started with it back in 2 hours. Or does it go by his mice of Mavir? That's new when he's only lost. But one second. Oh, but there's another possible answer that I'm thinking now. You had another answer? No? The other answer is I'm not sure if it's gonna work. Let me just try it. The other answer is that when we say Kluta is Kamisha Hunchodami, when we say Kluta is Kamisha Hunchodami, let me just think for a second. See, when we say Kluta Kamishahun Chodomi, it's not like Ben Azai. It's not like Ben Azai's Mahalich Omidami. Why? Why? What's the difference between Kluta Kamishahun Chodomi and Mahalich Omidami? What's the difference? The difference is Ben Azai says it's like an Akira and Anach every minute. Right?
Yeah, there's no Akira.
There's no Akira. It means it's just Munach. That's its state. You understand? It's not when you say Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami in the Avir, you're not saying it's a constant Akira and Hanocha in the Avir. You're saying that's the natural state of things in the Avir. That's how things are in the Avir. They exist only in the Avir in motion. That's the only way they exist in the Avir. Right? The other question is if you go from one Rishus to the next. That's the other question. If you can consider that as an Akira too, leaving the old Rishus. But it's not like it's a series of Akiras and Hanachas. So although we suspend Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami, all that means is that we don't look at the object in a natural state in the Avir. Right? But we're not changing anything about the din that you have to be Mavir in one Akira. In other words, to be a Zorek in two times would be a new din of two Akiras. You understand? It's not the same. There's nowhere in doing away with Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami that you're going to say you can change and now say that you can do two Akiras. The only problem with Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami is that you put it into a state of Hanacha right away. Right? It's Munach right away. And it never changes its state of being Munach. Right? So if I say, no, the object is not Munach in the Avir, what does that have to do with saying now that if I throw it two Amos and then do another Akir, now that's Allah of doing... In other words, and by Ben Azai, the problem was Mavir Dalat Amos is a series of Hanachas and Akiras. Akiras and Hanachas. So if I do away with that, then I can say, well, what about if I do a real Akira and Hanach in between? Right? Doing away with Mahalech Omedami means I have to do away, in some sense, with the problem of Akira and Hanach, Akira and Hanach, of Mavir Dalat Amos and several Akiras. Right? But doing away with Kluta Kamisha Honchadami is not affecting the Akira side at all. Right?
Yeah.
It's not affecting the Akira side at all. It's just saying we don't view it as Munach, in a constant state of Munach in the Avir. So there's no suffix that you'd be putter if I do a Mavir Dalat Amos and two Akiras. And that would answer your question too, Nisan, about throwing it to yourself. Wouldn't matter. That's a separate thing of two Akiras. That's a separate thing of two Akiras. There's no question about two Akiras. Right? Yeah.
How can you have two Hanachas without an Akira?
How do you have two Hanachas?
You're saying that this thing is somehow operating as a Hanacha without ever being Oker. I mean, like, if I were...
Which case?
Tosa's understanding of the Kluta.
His understanding of Kluta, that it's like it's no, is he saying that through the air is not considered as a transition. It's a separate, it's like you're putting it into a separate rishus. It's like you're taking it off the ground and you're putting it in the state of the air. And then it's going from the air and it's going into the state of the ground.
But
it's not one maisa of being Oker and Meiniach with a transition in between.
But how can you then claim that the Anacha is any different? Meaning, like, if I throw the thing and it goes through several Rishuyos, then they would, meaning from the way it's said in the Gemara,
that's
that would
why,
seemingly be
that's
several
why
Akiras
Rabbi Akiva
and
says, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says is only Kluta by Hanacha, not by Akira. That's exactly how we hold, Rabbi Akiva holds. That you don't say a Kluta by an Akira, you only say Kluta by Hanacha. Because it just means it's Munach in the Avir. Right? You don't say it's then Ne'akar from this Rishus and Munach in the next Rishus. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But what is the suffix? What is the suffix by Kluta? So then the suffix is going to be just the basic suffix that we had yesterday. Right? Do you say just the basic suffix that what? that how did Rabbi Akiva get rid of Kluta? One second, so how's it going to work out? So, it's going to be, what's the suffix now for Rabbi Akiva? Do you say Kluta comes back? Right? Do you say Kluta comes back? So if you say that, well, that's one way to look at it, is that you suspend Kluta. That Kluta doesn't apply to Rishus Rab at all. Right? Kluta doesn't apply to Rishus Rab at all. So then, if the dog is collate, you'll be putter. Right? But what's the other side to say the Yemi Chayev? It's hard to see where we can, it's hard to see the subject from this side, right?
Right, because you can't make any division.
Yeah, it's not a matter of dividing the Rishios up. What? Did we put those down? No. He said, "Who is your husband on me?" What the fuck is on? Hey, I'm busy. Yeah. Now it seems that he's learning that what? That according to Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kamisha Hunchodami means it's Munach in the Avir, but that's only gives it the shame of being Munach in the Rishus beneath it. Now that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. You can be being Munach in the Avir of the Rishus Aravim has the din of being Munach is the same, has the shame of being Munach in those. The Avir of Rishus Rabim is not a separate thing, it's a component of the ground beneath it. So now, if the object is Munach in the Avir of the Rishus, so then has a din of being Munach in this space below it. So that's the same, again, so you can resolve it the same way. So therefore, you can do the same thing. Either you can give it a shame of changing the units, so it doesn't have a new shame, it doesn't have a quality of being Munach in a new place until it gets to the next unit. Or you did away with the whole Kluta. Okay. Alright? Next. What do we have to hear? So where do we know? So where do we know this halacha from? Right? How's the vapors?
I don't smell as much.
Wore off? Okay.
Still conscious.
Either that or we're not used to it.
Exactly. Right.
We'll find out
if
it's in
or not. Okay, go ahead. So the Gemara says, what? Elamidi davi amotim rishus ha-yochid li-rishus ha-rabim derech tzidei rishus ha-rabim. What's tzidei rishus ha-rabim? So we couldn't prove it from any of the Dalai Lama's cases. Right? Couldn't prove it from the Dalai Lama's cases. So how do we try to prove it now? From a case that is identical to it. Right?
Yeah.
What's the case of Tzidei Rishus Rabim? So Rashi says, Mirishus HaYochid LiRishus HaRabim. So you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Right? Derech Tzidei Rishus Rabim. By way of the sides of Rishus HaRabim. What's the size of Rishus HaRabim? Kigon Chotzer Shenifratz L'Rishus HaRabim. Like a yard that is opened to the Rishus HaRabim. Dehavi Mokom Mechitza Sidei Rishus HaRabim.
It's like a peninsula of Rishus HaRabim.
Avi Mokom HaMechitza Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. What is the Mokom HaMechitza? Upligi Bo Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan Be'ervin Perikol Gagos Rabbi Rabbanan Delav Rishus HaRabim Damu Vafil Ochi Ki Apik Me Rishus HaYochel Rishus HaRabim Derech Shom Chayev. So in other words, really it's what? Really it's part of the guy's chotzer. Right? The only thing is, practically speaking, it's like an area that the Rabbim can spill over into. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does the Rashi here have that? Did they put little pegs in there?
Wait, so it's like
yeah.
It's like a finger of the Rashi sticking into the Rashi, right? No, I thought it's the sides of the house.
It's just the sides. They put like a little, right, they put like a very low, not even a fence, just like markers.
Peg, right.
Just like pegs.
Oh, it's not like, it's, oh, okay, fine.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... So what's the halacha over there? So what's the halacha over there? So we say over there that what? That if someone is motzi mir shus hayochid, the shus harabim, so if you go out of your house, basically, through that little front part, and then into the shus harabim, you're chayav, right? So hasam la vafagavdi monach le atzid rishus rabim poter v'chi monach le birishus rabim chayev hachanami loshna. So it's true. There's absolutely no difference between those cases. There's absolutely no difference between those cases. Okay. The only problem is that not everybody agrees to that case. Okay. So the Gemara says no. Everybody agrees to a certain type of case.
How is it not even like a karmelos by definition? Isn't that what a karmelos is?
It is a karmelos, really.
I mean,
it is a karmelos. It really is a karmelos.
What exactly is the case?
See cases that say hecha deleka chifufi. Now what does that mean? It doesn't have a cover. Hecha dika chifufi. What do they? No atzim yisedos ketanos lifnei akoso. So what is chifufi? They would do these. They would implant. What's that? Yeah, stick in these little pegs in front of the wall. She yachufu shamagolos. Vikaronos, velo yachufu bikoso, viapilu. So it would be like a little barrier that the wagons would bang into them and not bang into the. It's like a.
Catacombs.
What was that?
What was the first
one? That's machlokas. Machlokas is if it has to have that little barrier or not. But everybody agrees there is a case of tzidei rishus harabim that yichayven.
I don't mean whether you have it. I mean, what is without
I mean, it's his private. It's his private property.
People drive on his lawn.
But people do, yeah. It's his private property, but people go up to the front, go a little too close.
Okay.
So, but the question is like this. Tosis asks, right? It says, "Vim toma ma poshet lon yoser derech tzidei rishus harabim mi derech stav." The problem is that it's exactly the same case, right? It's pretty much exactly the same case. You're going from rishus hayachid through a makom that you're going to be putter in, which is basically, I think Gemara even over there calls it the karmelos. Rashi does it the karmelos, and then into the rishus harabim.
Who has that problem?
So we're trying to prove that's exactly the case we're trying to prove. So we say, well, no, the proof is because the same case over there, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says it's chayev. Yeah, but how do you know that? We're looking for a source. We're looking for a source from what we already know. From what makes sense in Hilchas Shabbos. How do you know that? So that case, the Gemara should have said, how do you know?
Right.
So Tosafot gives a funny answer. He says, Yesh lomar, the derech bayis, sheyesh lefon of tzedadim. That's the normal way a house is. Normally a house has a little area like that. V'chein haya mistama v'mishkan. And mistama, that's the way it was in the Mishkan.
Which means, how does that answer the question?
So that's why they knew that, because that was from the Mishkan. Mistama, when they went from their tents to the Machne Levia, you think they just went right out into the Rosh Hashanah?
The tents were in.
Of course, they went through the first they went through the Rosh Hashanah.
Which other people had walked on. In order to create the Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, the whole thing is...
Because with the stores clearly wouldn't happen because they were just traveling in the desert.
The store, that's right, exactly. The store You can't say Mistama in front of a store has a this little karmelis, and that's what they did in the Mishkan. But it's like the whole inquiry is strange. The Gemara's whole inquiry is strange.
Given this approach.
Yeah. So what
we
do you
knew this all along. We shouldn't have had to go through all of this.
Right.
The obvious thing.
What's the Gemara looking for? Well, why is the Gemara satisfied by Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim any more than this case itself? I mean, why is that more satisfying? It's basically the same case, just dressed up in a different clothing.
We derive things from the Mishkan, so I mean, if that's where we derive it, then it shows you it's not a legitimate Torah to say that you need a continuous Shinoi.
Okay.
Because they have the same definition, but it's a different case.
What?
In other words, they both have the same status.
Well,
they both have
right,
this karma
right.
like
that
status.
Means.
But
if
the thing is over
the
there,
status,
the actual
yuppie,
case is one
of
the halacha,
which
by the Mishkan. So in that sense, they're not exactly the same. And we can learn one from the other.
So what's the Gemara asking when it says, Heicha Ashtachta, Kai Gavra Dechayev?
Precedent.
Heicha Ashtachta, Kai Gavra Dechayev.
Oh, it really has a svara to say that. Maybe the Torah only,
right. Now, from the Gemara's question, Heicha Ashtachta, Kai Gavra Dechayev, it's an interesting kind of a question, right? It's not saying, like you're saying, it's not saying the Gemara doesn't have a svara to say the Yechayev. Right? It wants to know a source to say the Yechayev.
Right.
It's an interesting thing. Looking for, right? Where do you see the Yechayev? Not, it doesn't make sense at all to say Yechayev. It's a different kind of a question. So what was the Gemara trying to prove it from Mavra Dalet Amos, and then it moves to here?
Because if you could disprove it even in Sfara, so then it's more fun.
No, the Gemara's trying to prove it from Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos cases, we're trying to establish it, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to break it down.
No. Every time it says, it's the same. And the Gemara says, nope, it's not the same. Right. Okay, this is the same. Nope, not the same.
Oh, I'm sorry, right. Opposite. Flipped.
Right.
So what are you asking now?
So what was the Gemara trying to prove? What was the Gemara trying to show from those Rosh Hashanah Rabim cases? I mean, if you have to resort to an identical case, if you have to look for an identical case in the Mishkan, what are you trying to prove from these Dalet Amos cases for? What's even the point? Just try to find the case in the Mishkan.
Well, because earlier they thought their problem was a different problem.
Right.
They thought it was a problem of that the Hanukkah is not the Shinur Shas. So.
Right. Yeah, well, at first they thought the Hanukkah has to be the Shinur Shas. And then they thought that what? That has to be one mice of Shinur Shas. Right? It just seems funny to me. How is Gemara going to prove it from those Dalet Amos cases, really? And still, it's just Mistama Tosa says. Even the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabim case, there's no proof that's how the tents were. It's just like.
Oh, there's no
like,
proof that it wasn't?
It's like the Gemara, it's like the joke, you know?
They
said, how do you know you have to wear a yarmulke? You know, Joe?
I hate
that one.
I hate this joke.
Go ahead, you say it then. Right?
Okay, Avraham Avinu, lechecha mi beis avicha.
Right.
Would Avraham Avinu go without wearing a yarmulke?
Right. Mistama, he's wearing a yarmulke.
I hate that joke.
Vayetzi Yaakov, I think he is. Vayetzi Yaakov mi beis avicha. Would he go out without a yarmulke?
How do you know you have to wear a yarmulke? The proof is, it says Yaakov went out. Would Yaakov go out without a yarmulke?
So same thing over here. How do you know that you have to? How do you know Tzidim Shasa Rabim is Chayav?
That's begging the question.
Because we learn it from the tents. You think they didn't have a little front yard? Right?
Yeah.
It's a funny kind of a question. It's a funny kind of an answer.
Right.
It's not like they could prove it.
But he's saying you have to bring proof that it wasn't that way? Since it's...
Why? You want to be mechayev somebody a chatas? You have to prove that he's chayev.
No, but just the fact that they had sadadim, he's saying that it's the derech abatim has sadadim. So, Mustafa was like, no, the Mishnah, unless you can prove otherwise, that's stam al abatim.
Yeah, it seems like he's saying that this case could be learned straight from the Mishkan, whereas the other can't.
I mean, although
meaning
it seems difficult.
Now, as the Gemara seems to be looking for, one of two things, right? The Gemara seems to be looking for one of two types of proofs.
Conceptually relevant. Isn't one
either
of them is
that it's
conceptually relevant? Right. That's what was doing at the beginning, right?
The first one.
Right.
That it's necessary. Necessary. That conceptually it's necessary to explain the other cases, right? And it keeps failing because it's not necessary. First, the Gemara tries to find intrinsically it's necessary. So that's why you can even go to Mavir Dalet Amos. Because I can show you it's necessary for this whole system to exist, then it has to be everywhere. Right? Those attempts failed fairly quickly, right? But then the Gemara has another case, another way. Say, I'm going to prove it to you from the idea of I'm not looking now anymore that it's necessary. But I'm looking to see if it's normal.
Normal.
In other words,
what's the proof then? I mean, if this is the normal.
In other words,
just like that in the Mishnah.
Is there anything lacking? In other words, a motzi merishusa yachel lishusa rabim. If I can't show that intrinsically, if I can't show intrinsically that it has to be this way, based on principles of Hotzah, right, then I have to say, then my only question is what? Then my only question is what? You were saying it the other way, that what? That you have to show it's not. You have to show that what? As if I could show you, if I'm the Gemara is stuck at a certain point, saying I can't prove that it has to be this way, right? But it's not illogical.
Then just show that it exists.
So, but what's it looking for? So it's saying like this: as long as the concept of a motzi mirshus hayochid to rishus harabim is not incompatible with the idea of in other words, what's the definition? If you're going to say you're chayev when you're a motzi merushus yachid merushus rabim derech karmelis, so what are you saying? Halachically, what are you saying?
You need to be oker and one rishus and
you're saying that they're two separate things, right? There's a din of an akira and the din of a hanocha, right? But that's breaking it up into two components, right? So the Gemara is saying, as long as I can show you that even breaking it up into two components doesn't take away from the concept of, because once you break it up into two components, it's like you're making it into a disconnected idea. It's like you're making it into two disconnected ideas. There's an akira from one rishus and anocha from another rishus. But conceptually, there should be one unifying concept, right? Of one maisa. Halachically, you're going to have to break it up into two things, right? But you can't talk about it anymore as one maisa of a shinoi. That's what you're losing.
Right?
That's what you're losing. So the Gemara is saying, as long as I can show you that the disjointed maisa partakes of one human concept, right? It doesn't lack in the idea of a motzi, because that is normal. to go through some medium space to do the whole Maisa of Hotzah. Then it wouldn't be a problem. Now, as the Gemara is saying,
it doesn't need Mishkan per se.
It doesn't need Mishkan. You don't need to know it was in the Mishkan. You don't need to know it was in the Mishkan. All Tosa is saying is,
you just need to know that it's normative, and then Mishkan
normative.
Is a good place to look. I mean, Mishkan.
What do you mean? But nowadays they have Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. I mean, people do it. Why do you need the Mishkan? Why the Mishkan was in the Mishkan? Who cares?
Yeah, no, because that's where it was. That's where it was established.
That's the barometer for normal.
No, the question is like this. The Gemara wants to show you like this. There are two ways of establishing the reality of this idea, right? One way is to say that we can prove it from another part of Hotza, from another din in Hotza, which would be Ma'avid al Hamas, right? That would be a necessary, trying to prove it that it's necessary. And that fails. It's not necessary. Every time you can say it's not necessary. Right? Huh?
Not necessary? Or no, it is necessary, but that's not our problem. Our problem is a different thing. And you can't show that that's necessary.
No, it's not necessary that this be chayav. Right? You don't need to say this is chayav in order to say the other thing is chayav. Right? You can say that's chayav, but this is different.
Oh,
okay.
Right?
Okay. So now it's a question of, we know it's possible, but does it? But we know it's possible. It's not necessary, but it's possible. So how do you know if it exists or not? Okay. So in other words, now you can't prove it from within the halachic system. That's what I'm trying to say. Can't prove it anymore. The first type of proof was within the halachic system itself. Can I see in Hilchos Shabbos that this has to be? So I have to look to Ma'avir Da'aramos, right? But now we can't prove it from within the system itself. So now we have to try to see how would these laws be established? Correct? How would these laws be established? So we're saying as long as the concept of changing the object resource from a private domain to a public domain is not incompatible with the idea of Derech Stav, right, then it's part of the then it would have been established that way too. Means like, yeah, what is it?
How does the Gemara ever get to the point of that it's possible?
It's always possible. The Gemara never wanted to know if the Gemara never thought it was possible. The Gemara say hechi hashkach l'kaygav. Possible means that the halachic system can be formulated this way. Of course, it can always be formulated as an Akira here and an Anacha there, and we don't care about the middle. Right? It can be formulated in two ways. Either that the middle is going to make a difference on the Akira or the Anacha, or the middle is irrelevant to the Akira or Anacha.
Given that you can't show it's necessary.
But I can't show that it's necessary. So now do I want to know, would Hotzah, even though, would Hotzah be established this way or not? Right? So now you have to look at the idea of Hotzah. You understand what I'm trying to say? Now you have to look at the idea of Hotzah. The concept of Hotzah. What's the concept of Hotzah? The concept of Hotzah is you shouldn't take it from your house to the stream of commerce. Okay? Let's say that's the idea of Hotzah. Now you shouldn't change the objects for shus from the private to the public. Okay, that's the concept, right? Now, as long as I can show you that in the realm of the normal way of a person relates to his things, there's no that the concept is just as much intact if he goes through his front porch or not, or if he goes directly into Rishus Rabbim, in terms of the concept of Hasa, there's no difference, right? Then then there's no reason to say it wasn't formulated in the broader way.
Well, can't you just look at what people do?
Well, you have to know how people lived. You have to know what the normal, that's what he's saying. Mistama, normally people have something in front of their house. Right?
But why can't you just stop there and not bring a Mishkan?
Because the halachas were established in the time of the Mishkan. He means from the tents. He means from their houses. Because that's Hotzah. Hotzah is Vayichali Am Me'avi, that Moshe said, don't bring any more from your tents. Right? Moshe, don't bring any more from your tents. Now, do we need to know, do we need to prove that they didn't have a, do we need to prove that they had a little garden in the front of the house? No. As long as I can show you that the way people, even today, relate to the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim, and there's no difference in the quality of being a motzi, if you go through your, if you go through a little karmelis, because that is part of the person's house. Is it? A person's own house normally has a little area in front of it that is not fenced in, right? So that proves to you that what? That there's no, that in terms of the concept, there's no difference at all if I go, in terms of the productivity of the malacha, right, the human productivity of the malacha, there's no difference at all if I go through a little karmelis. In other words, for instance, like, let's say you have a certain case, certain things you say is, certain things you say like this, like you say, let's say you say, that there's only Disha by Gidule Karka. Yeshi, you say those Disha is only by Gidule Karka. Let's say all like that, right? There's only a concept of Disha by Gidule Karka. Okay? That's threshing. Okay, separating the core from the chaff, right? So the chaff?
Chaff.
So then you'll say that in the human realm, it's a completely different activity if I'm threshing grain, or like Tosa says, milking a cow, you some hold as Disha. It's a completely different idea. In human realm, there's no concept, there's no comparison between those two cases. Right? So there's no way to include milking a cow with threshing grain. Even though on some theoretical level I can compare them, that one, that they're both being the farik, the thing from where it grows. The milk grows in the udder and the grain grows in the husk. And they're both separating it from where it grows, right? But in the human idea of Disha, milking is never contemplated. It's a completely extraneous thing. It's true technically, you can describe them the same way, but in Maisei Adam, they're completely different fields, right? So therefore, even though I say Disha is Chayev, you don't just go ahead and apply that same Maisa to every single thing. Right? Because they're two different. Here it's the other. Here the question is the other way. That you have two ways of formulating the malacha, of being motzi. Either you can formulate it in a way that it has to be direct, or you can formulate it in a way that even if you pass through an intermediary space. Okay, but in the end, they're both being oker from Rishus HaYachid and Miniach from Rishus HaRabim. But the question is, does Adam view those differently? You understand? Because Hilchos Shabbos are built around Asiyas HaAdam. That's the Mishkan. They're built around man's productivity. And the Isser is certain categories of productivity. So he's saying that as long as Adam views the change from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim the same, whether it's direct or indirect, then there's no reason to say that the halacha would exclude the indirect. Now how can I show you how people view it? The way people live. Because that's the whole structure of the malacha. So since I say there's no reason to assume that in the time of the Midbar people didn't have anything in front of their house like we all have today, there's no reason to assume that there always was a situation. Human nature didn't change. There's always a thing where you have your house, you have a little area, and then you have the Rishus HaRabim. Nobody wants to walk right into the street, right? So you see that Adam doesn't look at it differently. So there's no reason to say that they lived differently in the Mishkan, and when the Torah was given, human nature was different. You understand? Because now they have a choice. Now that there are two ways to formulate it, the only question will be is if Adam relates to one differently than the other. So then I can say, in the realm of Adam, it's a different type of an activity if I go through a little area first. But it was obvious to the Gemara that it's not. So now there's no reason to say that we're going to restrict it to any definition, to a definition that demands an immediate change. It's an irrelevant chilek. In terms of the productivity, in terms of Maisa Adam, of changing it from this rishus to that rishus, there's no difference. It's not like Adam looks at threshing and he doesn't think about the milking. So therefore, it's excluded. And here's the opposite. Adam looks at Shinei Rishus and he doesn't care about what happened in the middle. So why should the halacha differentiate? Right? It's a proof based on the concept of the malacha and saying that since Adam, Mestama Adam is the same as he was thousands of years ago. And in terms of man, we can tell today how he relates to things. So that's how he always related to things. And since the malachas are built on that type of an idea, there's no reason to say it's any different. There's no reason to say it's any different. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas the first types of proofs were halachic proofs, trying to prove it halachically from the system. This is a completely different proof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. And that's the Heikha Ashkachna. It's two looking for two things.